Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams is expected to announce the replacement today for Schools Chancellor David Banks, who informed the mayor yesterday that he'd be stepping down. Our Mac Rosenberg following this story, and he joins us live.
Linda, the new school's chancellor will reportedly be Melissa Aviles-Ramos, and she is no stranger to the Department of Education, starting as a teacher in 2007 and working her way up to become Chancellor David Banks' chief of staff. And Ramos has had a tough job recently as deputy chancellor for family engagement, and she's been making sure the migrant kids coming into the city have a classroom to learn. Mayor Adams says they have placed 40,000 of those kids in classrooms. We're going to hear this afternoon from Chancellor David Banks resigning, of course, during the middle of several federal investigations involving Mayor Adams and Banks's partner, Deputy Mayor Sheena Wright. Both of their phones were taken by federal agents earlier this month, along with the phones belonging to Banks's two brothers. That includes Deputy Mayor for Public Safety, Phil Banks. David Banks has said he is cooperating with the feds. Reporting live, Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, we're expecting that announcement about the new chancellor at about 12:30 this afternoon. So keep it locked here to 1010 Winds, and we'll bring you the latest. A Yonkers man is under arrest in an alleged big money mugging in Queens. Police say 26-year-old Gianni Cardona pulled a gun on a man back in June in front of the LaGuardia Airport Marriott. Then, along with another suspect, stole $250,000 from the man's car before jumping into their own car and speeding off. Cardona was finally tracked down and taken into custody on Monday. There's no word on whether the other suspect has also been arrested. Today is sentencing day for a Long Island man found guilty in a deadly drunk driving crash.
Prosecutors say William Specht was very drunk, registering a .18. That's more than twice the legal limit, 3 hours after he left the diner in Woodbury in 2023 to pick up soup. And as he backed out, hit and killed 61-year-old Joseph DeVito, who was talking to a friend at the time. Family members of the victim are supposed to be in the courtroom for Speck's sentencing in Nassau County. He faces 7 to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty. Speck has two previous convictions for DWI. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
And a guilty plea from an Amityville, Long Island woman accused of helping two housemates cover up a pair of killings. Authorities say 41-year-old Amanda Wallace helped clean up the scene after housemates stabbed the victims to death in February, then assisted them as they disposed of their body parts over the next few days at Southard Pond Park in Babylon, along with wooded areas in West Babylon and Bethpage State Park. Under a deal with prosecutors, Wallace is expected to be sentenced to 2 years behind bars. Her housemates, meantime, have pleaded not guilty to murder and conspiracy charges. Another group of scooter bandits is on the loose in Manhattan. Police say the group of five has struck at least 3 times in the last 2 months, each time riding up on their victim, usually a woman, snatching their necklace and then riding off. The NYPD has released photos of the two suspects, and you can see them at 1010winds.com. Anyone who knows who they are or where they might be is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. And meanwhile, the NYPD is searching for a pair of robbery suspects with expensive taste in getaway cars.
A month-long three-borough robbery spree has people on edge, including Lena.
I feel better if they catch them.
She hopes photos released by police will help them track down two armed robbers who stole nearly $200,000 worth in watches, jewelry, and money in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and in Queens. The latest incident was Monday night near 98th Street and 62nd Drive, where Amir often walks with his family.
I go out as soon as if I'm here. So make sure they're safe next to me, you know.
Police say the duo got away from all 8 robbery locations in a white Mercedes-Benz. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Rego Park, Queens.
You can see photos of those suspects at 1010winds.com. And if you recognize them, again, call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. And police are also searching for the two men who made off with a bag full of cash after a mugging at the Tangram Mall in downtown Flushing. The suspects, a 21-year-old and 23-year-old, are accused of pulling a gun on two other men one evening last month and then snatching the bag, which had $40,000 inside of it. You can see their photos at 1010wins.com. And if you recognize them, same deal. Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.